Chapter 1. Surprised in the Creek. Thinking he must have misunderstood his parents, Daniel gazed through the tent flap at the mountains, whose slopes were covered with tall golden grasses and huge boulders. "I thought you said we were going camping in the Chihuahuan."
"Chi-wa-win.
Desert. If this is a desert, where's the sand? Where are all those cactuses with the arms?" he asked. Daniel's mother, Suzanne, answered, "Those are saguaro,
sa-guar-o,
cactuses, and they're only found in the Sonoran Desert, which is in Arizona and a tiny portion of California. The United States has four different deserts, the Chihuahuan, the Sonoran, the Mojave, and the Great Basin." Daniel sighed and adjusted his headphones. Sometimes it was so apparent that his mother was a schoolteacher. Suzanne plucked the headphones from Daniel's ears. "Since you decided not to go for a walk with your father and your cousin, you get to help me make dinner," she announced. Last summer, the Lopez family had spent its vacation in Florida. Daniel remembered swimming in the Atlantic Ocean, where the water had been the perfect temperature. This year, he was stuck in a desert in the middle of nowhere. What were they going to do all day long besides watch jackrabbits leap through the grass or stare up at the turkey vultures circling in the sky? The birds, with their hunched red heads and black bodies, gave him the creeps. As a matter of fact, the entire Chihuahuan Desert gave Daniel the creeps. When Suzanne asked him to search for more firewood along the trail, Daniel trudged down the path toward the creek bed. A few trees grew along the banks of a small stream of water, which flowed lazily over the rocks. Daniel thought he had heard a rustling sound behind the trees. He turned so quickly that he lost his balance and fell over backward. "That's great," Daniel thought. "Whatever is making that sound, a mountain lion or maybe a bear, can attack me." He reached for a rock to use as a weapon. As the rustling grew louder, Daniel's anxiety increased.